In today's medical news, a germ once found mainly in hospitals may be more widespread than previously thought. The germ is Staph. Some forms of that bacteria are resistant to treatment with antibiotics. Until recently, Staph infections were limited, but now new reports say drug-resistant Staph is a much bigger problem. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
A 22-year-old Nicaraguan woman came to the Washington, D.C. Hospital Center not long ago. Her case puzzled doctors, so they called in Dr. Maria Ruiz, an infectious disease specialist.
Her story was that she had had leg pain and had several visits to emergency rooms and was told that it was probably a muscle strain and was given pain medications, but the pain continued to such a degree that she was unable to walk.
Ruiz discovered the woman had a deep-seated infection in her thigh muscle. The cause was a staphylococcus germ that's resistant to the drugs usually used to treat Staph.
We are seeing more and more of this bacteria, this resistant Staph in the community. Because there's more of it in the community, we're starting to see even unusual infections.
Resistant Staph is not just circulating in Washington.
At CDC, we're getting a lot of reports of very severe Staph disease.
Dr. Scott Fridkin is a Staph expert at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's an author of a report that appears today in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's the first evidence that drug-resistant Staph is common outside of hospitals, from Georgia to Minnesota to California.
Our report found that actually about 17% of the drug-resistant Staph were in persons that had no recent contact with the healthcare system.
It also means that resistant Staph is not just causing occasional outbreaks in prisons, the gay community, and football teams, as earlier reports suggested. Staph usually causes only minor skin infections, things like pimples and boils. But the CDC found that 6% of resistant Staph infections cause potentially life-threatening infections of the blood, bone, and heart valves. And more than a quarter of the infections put people in the hospital.
It's not only resistant, but it's more severe disease.
Another report documents a series of Los Angeles patients with a frightening infection called necrotizing fasciitis. The resistant Staph basically eats away muscle tissue. Dr. Lauren Miller of Harbor UCLA Medical Center says the bug is now commonplace in L.A.
At this point in our emergency room, over 50% of patients who are admitted to the hospital with Staph infections have these antibiotic-resistant Staph.
That raises a question. Where did this dangerous new Staph bug, it's called USA 300, come from? Again, the CDC's Scott Fridkin.
We initially thought that all of the drug-resistant Staph that was in the community was related to the healthcare setting and had just leaked out of the hospital. But these data suggest that drug-resistant Staph actually emerged on its own in the community.
Probably because antibiotic use has put genetic pressure on common Staph germs. So the bacteria acquire mutations that protect them from penicillin-type antibiotics.
The alarming thing is that if this drug-resistant Staph infections continue to increase, that whole class of agents is no longer helpful.
Fortunately, there are other antibiotics that still work. Now doctors need to reach for them sooner rather than later. Richard Knox, NPR News.